community at mixfm.co.za. And we've got the executive director of the Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust on the line, Chantal Oosthuizen. Chantal, thanks for chatting to us today.
Thank you very much, Saskia, and a warm shout out to all your listeners.
Of course, of course. So this is such a fantastic thing. When did the Education Trust start? So we're going to call it, so we call it CRET for short. Cyril Ramaphosa
Please,
Education
Cyril Ramaphosa
Trust.
Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust, fondly known as CRET. It's a lot easier. So Saskia, we go back about 21 years. In 1996, Cyril Ramaphosa began supporting disadvantaged students, and he did this by using monies that he raised through public speaking engagements. In 1999, he formalized the foundation, and I think in the past 8 years or so, the program has really grown significantly, from having about an average of 10 students per annum to over 100 students supported this year. And I guess the primary aim of the program is to really offer holistic support and nurturing and mentorship to selected students as they travel their path to getting through their tertiary education.
Sure. Okay, so this is obviously something that's important to him.
Very, very much so.
Fantastic. So and how does he choose these students to support and create?
Look, we've got a number of different partners on board. So the CRET students, those that fall directly under the CRET family, they traditionally come from disadvantaged schools, rural areas. A lot of them are selected from the schools that we work in with our Adoptive School program. Our Adoptive School Foundation is just one of those programs that falls under the foundation. And we work in rural schools around the country. But really, it's about recognizing students through an application process who fit our profile.
So how do you see these students? So they obviously come out of matric and now they are supported by CRET through their tertiary education. And how many of them get through their tertiary education? Do you see amazing statistics?
I do. And before I actually address the statistics, I want to say something. And I mean, that is that there are many bursaries and scholarships available to students. And many of these programs throw money at a problem and believe that it will produce a solution. But it does not. We have a first-year pass rate that is reportedly around a dismal 50% pass rate. That means 50% of all students going into university will fail their first year, meaning that money has been wasted.
Yeah.
And we have to acknowledge that students need additional support. So I think we can be very, very proud of the fact that we have a statistic that over the past 8 years has seen an 89% pass rate of students. And it's something we're very, very proud of. But it gets back to the whole thing of I have an absolute belief in the need for students to have additional support. Paying for their tuition and sending them off to university is not enough today.
So what sort of additional support does CRET provide these children?
We provide quite a lot, and that's why we call it a family environment, really. But I think that the aim is, as I've said, it's about providing support for a full bursary, providing that additional nurturing, providing mentorship. We arrange tutors where necessary. We've got biannual holiday programs which see self-development skills, life skills. We provide some VAC work where we're able to, so placing people in the workplace and giving them that, sort of preparing them for the future, really.
And If you could sort of summarize the Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust, CRET's vision for the future, because I would say now with Cyril being our president, it will grow and grow and grow, I'm assuming. So for future graduates and for the vision for the future, what do you see for CRET, Chantal?
Well, I hope that we will continue to support and produce and I guess share the stories of the incredible youngsters that we are developing into remarkable graduates, and that they will be the leaders in society going forward.
That's the whole thing. Education is number one.
Absolutely.
It really is.
And, you know, I mean, it's just been able to work closely with a group of wonderful, wonderful students that are part of this family and been able to track them and their success and seeing where they are today. Watching them come from first year, from high school, being wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, not knowing what tertiary education is all about, and being able to work with the people that graduate from the program. And, you know, it's about providing other opportunities. So we actually have one of our students, a graduate, who's going to be attending a fundraiser with our chairperson tomorrow night. And she'll be addressing the audience. And sure. It's such a proud moment for me to see this young lady who has come through the process and is able to stand up and do something like that today.
Completely. Amazing, amazing. Chantal, thank you so much. If people would like more info on CRETE, where can they go?
They can go to info@cyrilramaphosa.org. info@cyrilramaphosa.org.
Okay, fantastic. info@cyrilramaphosa.org. Chantal Oosthuizen, who's the Executive Director of the Cyril Ramaphosa Education Trust, which is called CRETE for short. So fantastic. Thank you for chatting to us today.
Thank you, Saskia. I appreciate it.
Bye, Chantal. Bye. How cool, hey? Oh, so it's been running. So Cyril started that, he said, 21 years ago, 1996. And now there are about 100 students per annum that go through this program. So if you would like more info, you can go info@cyrilramaphosa.org. Very cool.
When we asked what you wanted from an online IT store, we got